We've got one ordered. One's already ordered.
What you call this, it looks pretty weak.
I can't hear you.
We're sneezing. Oh, there we go. There you go, Chris.
Come sit right here.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I hear
you now. You ready? You good? Okay, City Council meeting for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. It's called to order. Indication by Council Member Johnny Blaylock, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you fill us with your spirit of love and unity. We ask for your help to set aside differences and look to the greater cause, the cause of Christ. We ask that you would help us to truly live a life of love. We know that this is only possible through the power of your spirit. So we pray for your spirit to move across our community and our nation in a fresh way. We pray for our families, our churches, our workplaces, our schools, and our city. Give us care and wisdom as we live and work with one another. Help us to always be ready to serve those around us by the power of your love within us. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
I've got a call roll.
No, call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Penn?
Here. Okay, now entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda. And I don't know that we have to read all these every time, do y'all?
Move to approve the agenda with 9 additional items, 1 through 9.
Second.
They may be on the board. Yeah, you know I'm getting over.
There we
are. All right. Do we have a second?
Yes, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to consideration of previous minutes, special call, flood damage prevention, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 9-1-2020, special call council meeting, 9-14-2020, work session, 9-25-2020. If there's no objection, any minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections to the minutes. Stand approved as written. Okay, announcements,
Calvin? I would just like to remind everyone that this is our first makeup homecoming at the Middleland High School, and we're having a pep rally at the amphitheater at 6 and a parade down Main Street at 5. So I hope everyone can come out and support the Makos.
I think it's the other way.
It may be the other way, but it's 5 and 6. So be there at 5 and follow the crowd.
On Thursday.
On Thursday,
yes.
Thank you.
And then Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night.
Oh, Friday night is the football game.
Yes.
At 7.
And this is homecoming. So, any other announcements? Okay, all the accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, we have a very special presentation tonight. Our principal, Dr. Erica McCoy, I'd like to ask you to come up front and introduce our esteemed guest.
Erica McCoy, 4137 Harbor Road. No, just kidding. 23908 Canal Road is really where I live. Yes, I'm the principal of the high school, and tonight I've brought with me some of our VIPs from the high school. This is a group comprised of our student council representatives and also our homecoming representatives. We did have a homecoming last year, but this is our first year's varsity, and so it is our first varsity homecoming that we will celebrate Friday night. Game time is 7 o'clock. So, I would like to turn it over to them.
Okay, do me a favor.
Yes.
Spread out 6 feet and take your mask off so we can see who you are.
Thank you.
I feel like you're fixing to rob a 7-Eleven.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Evie Rosa.
And I'm Houston Bryant.
And we're here tonight to thank the city and community for everything that you do for our school. Because what all we do wouldn't be possible if it weren't for you guys.
We want the world to know how grateful we are for your unwavering support of all of Mako Nation.
And everything that we do, from academics to fine arts to athletics, wouldn't be possible with everything that you do for us.
This council has supported us through additional teaching units, planning fun events for teenagers using city resources, and sharing in our success every step of the way.
And we want to thank you for always coming to our sporting events and for our fine arts events and everything that we do and just the constant support. And thank you for being constant role models to all of our student body.
We love being a part of your vision, that is to have some of the best schools in America. As a sign of our appreciation, we have cards and gifts for each of y'all.
So, Emma and Houston, weren't y'all the queen and king last year?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Go Mako.
Thank you.
Welcome
to
me. I want to introduce all of them. All of y'all. All right. Who's next?
This is all part of it.
I'm Kate Courtney.
Kate, hold on a second. Kate, are you the one who designed the back of the shirt?
Yes, I am.
She is the best publicist ever.
You're supposed to say, do you like them, before you say yes or no.
You did a really good job. And are you on the student body government?
Yes, sir. I'm the SJA publicist.
We have a couple of questions about Robert's rule of law.
I'm Cole Canale.
Hi, I'm Wilson Gord.
Hi. I'm Siddle Wayne.
My name is Shade Arbonne.
Better known as Obi, right?
Yeah!
He's our mascot. Thank y'all, guys. I'm very proud of y'all.
So we also wanted to mention, as you just did, but we just wanted to say again, on Thursday night at 5:00 is our community pep rally at the Wharf Amphitheater, and there's going to be a parade on Main Street at the Wharf following immediately after. And we'd love for all of you guys to come and support our Makos. And Friday night at 7:00 is our 2020 Mako homecoming football game. So excited. And we'll find our new 2020 Mako homecoming king and queen.
Who are y'all playing?
St. Luke's Wildcats.
St. Luke's.
Well, good luck to you. We're proud of all of you.
Yes. Good job, guys. Thank you all very much.
I need to put a plug in for volleyball. They compete tomorrow in sub-regionals, and so it's an exciting time with just, I think it's 9 sophomores and 7 freshmen. We have no juniors and seniors on that team. So they are traveling to Montgomery today to compete in Super Regionals against teams that have much more experience and much more expertise than we do, but they have a lot of fight in them because they're Makos. And so they play at 11:30 tomorrow. If they win, they automatically get a bid to the state tournament as a top 4 team in the South in 2A. And so at 11:30, send good vibes all the way to Montgomery for us. Go Makos.
Presidential debate will be postponed.
Let's hope so. Okay, moving to unfinished business. On the ordinances. Second reading ordinance, amending ordinance number 172, Wharf East Side Storage.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy?
Yes. Okay, moving to new business under resolutions. A resolution authorizing the execution of collection services agreement all professional certified solutions.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution rescinding the declaration of emergency for Hurricane Sally and Hurricane Delta.
To adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Thompson Consulting to provide debris monitoring related to Hurricane Sally not to exceed $429,499.20.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a task order Thompson Consulting to provide grant management related to Hurricane Sally, $63,036.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of contract amendment 1-5 with Carter Gulf, authorizing an amount not to exceed $11,089,000 for debris clearance, sand reclamation services related to Hurricane Sally response.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? For anyone that doubts the need for $30 billion in the bank, now hopefully we're going to get most of this back, we hope, but that's why we have $30 billion in the bank for hurricane and catastrophic events.
Well, and it's also why we were back up and running as a normal city almost in 2 weeks, because we were able to make the decisions because we had it in the bank, and we were very confident in the decisions we made.
I agree.
Amen.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing sole source purchase of an ozone machine, Docks Lift Station, Jim House Associates, Utilities Department, $46,186.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the sole source purchase of an ozone machine on the Island Lift Station, Jim House Utilities Department, $75,932.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, Jeff, is this going to help with some of the odor, the ozone, or what does it do?
Yeah, that's what it's for. You know, when it's running, you say it needs to be, but now it's not running, you say it needs to be. So I get to as good as you can.
So, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Every other Tuesday.
First and third.
Oh, is that Mr. Hartley?
Yeah. It was sewer department. He were there. These are replacements.
Gotcha.
So it should be about the same or better.
I'm hoping or better.
Still or better.
$75,000.
And the one at Dawes is actually already paid for. It was hit in a car accident. The car accident insurance has already paid for it.
All right.
There's in the paperwork to it.
I call it a lot of smell.
Well, when it gets to the sewer department, I just bypass it because I know you're going to be here. So, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of the interagency agreement, Alabama Department of Conservation, Hurricane Sally debris removal and monitoring.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution interagency agreement with Alabama Department of Conservation, Hurricane Sally, permanent repairs.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a license agreement, Baltimore County Board of Education, construction of a field house.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, moving to public hearings. Okay, public hearings will be a presentation by Griffin, followed by questions from the council for Griffin. Then we'll open the floor for public comment, and then go back to the council before we close out. Mr. Griffin.
Yes, this is this application is a minor modification for Cypress Village Lot 2 subdivision. Lot 2 is on the west side of Cypress Village Boulevard. It's between the commercial building and the townhouse areas. This evening is the approval of a minor modification to the Cypress Village PUD master plan to change Lot 2 from a 13-lot residential subdivision to a 4-lot residential subdivision. Next slide. In 2006, this is a brief history of Lot 2, but in 2006, it was approved for 12 duplexes. In 2018, Lot 2, there was a major modification that changed that from duplexes to a single-family residential subdivision with 13 lots. This evening, the applicant is seeking a minor modification change Lot 2 from a 13-lot subdivision to a 4-lot subdivision, still being a single-family residential. Lot sizes for this subdivision is between 11,800 to 25,000 square feet, and the lot width ranges from 72 and 82 feet. The lots have front rear setbacks 10 feet, side setbacks of 5 feet. All lots will be fronting on Cypress Village Boulevard. Lots 1 and 3, they're in the back, sort of butting the wharf, but they'll have a connection to Cypress Village Boulevard via a flag connection, about 16 feet on each lot. 2 and 4 will be in the front, and they'll have access to the boulevard via an ingress-egress easement on the flag connection to lots 1 and 3, and we'll see that on the layout momentarily. The houses in the subdivision will be single story, they'll be 3 and 4 bedroom. The living area and houses will range from 1,802 to 2,435 square feet. Next slide. Planning Commission approved the preliminary and final plat at its meeting last week. Get my dates mixed up. But as I said, it was conditioned on the approval of this minor modification that you have before you. This Planning Commission, during that subdivision discussion, they discussed the need for a fence being installed on the north side of blocks 1 and 2 between the house and a common area drainage area that's between this lot and the townhouses. Next slide. Which seems on the screen, that's the final plat. Proposed. It shows the 4 lots. Next slide. This is a proposed lot layout. You have the easement area, sort of that colored section, and all the driveways will feed into it, and it will go to Cypress Village Boulevard. Next slide. This is just some of the housing elevations that were proposed by the applicant. Next slide. And this is continue on the house elevation. So if we go to our next slide. And this is just an aerial just showing the site where lot 2 is located. Next slide. Staff conditions at Planning Commission was just providing the utility letter from the Water Authority. And if y'all want to discuss anything about the fence that the Planning Commission had discussed. And if you have any questions.
No, I have no questions. I just want to make a statement. Less than a quarter of the original plan density in 2006.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And you talk about traffic concerns. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. Thank you, Griffin.
Thank you, Griffin. Okay, we'll open the floor for anybody that might have a question, thoughts, comments. Okay, now we'll close public hearing. Okay, move to public hearing number 2 for Broken Town PUD modification. Go for it.
Yeah, this is the Broken Town Plan Unit Development. It's located in the northeast corner of the intersection of the Louder Lane and Pelican Place. This is a request for approval of a major modification to the Broken Town PUD master plan to reduce the total lots in the subdivision from 40 to 36 and to allow for 4 and 5 bedroom houses. Planning Commission considered this at their meeting last week, gave it a favorable recommendation, 9-0. Next slide. This just shows the site location again. It's at Louder and Pelican. Next slide. This is the, which still brings the original PUD. It was 40 lots. There's 3 to 4 bedroom houses, and it was approved in 2019. Next slide. The this is shows the table or chart as you see shows the original and shows the proposed modification. Number of lots, we're going from 40 to 36. Density is decreasing. Now the lots as we are going 40 to 36, they are increasing in size and they are increasing in width. You're going from a 46-foot lot to a 50-foot lot. The right-of-way width, roadway width, sidewalk width, that all remains the same. The sidewalk location is going to change. In the original, it was on the individual lots, and there's going to have to be an easement for it to cross. Now that sidewalk location has moved into the private right-of-way, and it will be located between the parking spots and the street. Overflow parking is going to remain the same. They'll have 20 spaces, and there will be a slight decrease in the open space. Next slide. Looking at the individual lots, really there's no change in the front, rear, and side setbacks. You have 18 feet in the front, 8 in the rear, and 5 on the sides. There'll be 6 total parking spaces. They'll have 4 that are located in the driveway area in front of the houses. And each house will have a 2-car garage, so you have 6 total spaces. If we go to the next slide. And these were the elevations that were provided by the applicant. You're going, again, in the original, it was 3 to 4 spaces, 3 to 4 bedrooms. They're going 4 to 5 bedrooms. The houses will increase in their gross floor area, still will be 2 stories. And the required parking, since the number of bedrooms are increasing, the required parking is also increasing. And they'll provide, as I said, original it was 4, they're doing 6, so they do meet the parking requirements. And they also have 20 overflow parking spaces on the east side. Next slide. Just additional notes, the housing rentals in this subdivision will be 6 months and more. That was stated in the original PUD plan. There will be a 10-foot landscape buffer along the west, on Louder Lane, and also on the south on Pelican Place. Subdivision sidewalks that they have will connect to the existing sidewalks that are on the west side of Louder Lane. Okay, next slide. Planning Commission staff conditions. The first two from the Planning Commission, and one is maintain the natural vegetative buffering on the south side along Pelican Place. No driveways being allowed onto Pelican Place, particularly on those lots that are on the south side of the development. Clarifying lots 1, 36, 22, and 23 have street side setbacks of 15 feet. There was some confusion on that. Confirming that housing rentals will be long term, that being more than 6 months. And the 5-foot side setback, any building projections shall meet the 1-hour fire resistant rating on the underside of the eaves or have fire blocking from the wall top plate to the underside of the roof sheathing. And just an additional note, Planning Commission approved the preliminary major subdivision for this project at its meeting last week. So if you have any questions.
Griffin's hit, who's developing this?
It's Catherine LTD was the owner, but I think it somehow is tied in with the 68 Ventures.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
So Griffin, there is a lake, a pond back there?
We go back to the... Yes, that's in the common area.
It's proposed.
It's proposed. Mm-hmm. It's not existing. It's retention, mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
Retention lane.
Any other questions? Anybody else? Just ma'am, what's that?
It's
Fallon. Fallon.
It's in the X zone.
Is it a flood? Yes, which is in the flood area. Should not be.
It's in the X zone. It's not in the flood area.
Any other questions? All right. Close the public hearings.
Thank you, Griffin.
We'll move back to ordinances. First reading of ordinance amending number 172, Cypress Village PUD modification, re-subdivision lot 2.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the vote, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kent?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy?
Yes. First reading ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Broken Sound PUD modification, 36 lots.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
May I interject? Mm-hmm. I would request that you move to adopt the ordinance subject to staff conditions.
Move to adopt the ordinance subject to staff's recommendations.
And planning commission.
And planning commission.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes. Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, October 20th is called to order. Man, is this real? Is this a mistake? Is this all?
Three things.
That's it. Yeah.
All right, we're trying to get out of here quick. Okay, did you call the roll?
No. Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Boylock? Here. Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Penn?
Here. All right, considering previous minutes of regular council meeting, command of the hall of 10-6-2020, that will be moved forward for review. We have a new business under ordinances. Public hearing for Marion Lakes PUD, Lot 2 setback, 11-17-2020. Public hearing, Coastal Beach Development PUD, 11-17-2020. Y'all good with those 2 dates?
Is, well, I'm going to be out, so is that, do we have to use that day, kid?
On page.
I mean, we'd have to check with the applicants to see if they can wait, but I know one of them is not going to be able to wait.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah, I agree with that. It's on a fast track.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Is that the week of, that's not the week of Thanksgiving, is it? That's the week before
Thanksgiving's the next week.
Okay. Public hearing, first reading, ordinance amending number 72, Bluffs of Orange Beach, PUD, setback encroachments on the 2nd of 2020. The 2nd, we moved that to Monday, right? That's the
yes.
Monday?
Yes.
Thursday, okay.
Yes.
So that's still good with y'all?
Yes.
All right, then that's good with me, so. All right, open the floor for comments, questions. Yes, sir, Mr. York.
Our next council meeting is a day early, 2 months from now, or 2 weeks from now.
That's right, Monday, November the 2nd.
You're right, and immediately after the meeting is the February potluck, and you're all invited. It's going to feature, we're going to feature first responders and their awards, and okay. I'd like to have everybody come and bring a potluck.
So y'all good with having the council meeting here, okay? Because I know we talked about moving back, so we're good. Okay, sounds good.
They will scoot right out of here after that because they'll be in here to set up for the election the next morning.
Okay. We will run everybody out.
Yep.
You tell me what time. All right?
Okay.
You got to go home, just can't stay here. anyone else? All right. Then I go ahead and motion for adjournment.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, everyone.